on Friday nights, we're really learning to go into the glory of God. But we have to look at the power of the enemy. Because Satan moves in different realms of power. And as long as you embrace his power, you still work for him. He still has control in your life. Any control spirit is power, is the devil's power. You operate under the devil's power. And God wants you to deal with it. Satan moves. If somebody's soul sells out to the devil, then you can have power in the demonic realm, supernatural power. And that you can mess with people. You basically sick demons on people to hurt them and do things. And if you know that that's real and that person isn't protected by the blood of the Lord and in the will of God, that power is very real. But then there's also, if you want to say natural power, that we also use to try to take God's place in people's lives. And the two things we can all think of, there's the power of money. You know, money can make an entire people group think they're not as good as someone else because they don't have the same amount of money. There's also power of strength where many times this is where you see abuse, where men will hurt their wives or hurt their girlfriends because they are stronger and they just use that strength as power. Women might use seduction or sexual favors to try to control and manipulate and have power. And so we see that there's a whole race of fallen man who are struggling to have power over each other. And this was the curse. This came on at the curse. Before that, there was no struggle. Adam and Eve knew that they were equal in the eyes of God. They knew that they were created different, but also that neither was better than the other. They complemented each other. They complemented the creation of God. God made everything so that it would work together. And we wouldn't even think like this. If no one ever knew about money, you wouldn't value things based on who has what. That's the world system, and it's Satan. See, he is the god of this world, and actually one of his names is Mamma, which actually means money. So you can begin to see that everything that the enemy does revolves around this money and how it can lead you, how it can rule you, how it can cause you to do things you would never do before. And Satan will get you into bondage where you need money, or he'll make you feel like you're no one without money. He'll justify people looting. He'll justify in people's thinking why they can cheat or why they can cheat on their income taxes. All these horrible things that the enemy does based on power. And God can't entrust his church with real power from him until we get free from the power, the natural power that Satan offers us in the world. These were the temptations that the Lord went through, and also the power of demons that operate in us. Violent power, or power to try to control others. So we have this power play going on. And there can be power. The Lord was showing me in relationships, like between employer and an employee, between husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, parent, child, in pastor and person who's not the pastor or whatever. In each of these relationships, we all struggle for power. If we're struggling for power, we can't be led by the Spirit. A teenage kid who doesn't want to clean up the room and turn down the stereo. And as they fight for power, they'll just not do it. What are you going to do to me? And then the parent joins into the struggle and says, well, I'll do this to you. So you can have power because you have authority. And what God wants us to do is get rid of this desire for power that isn't from him. When you enter into a power struggle, someone wins. But really, everybody loses. Well, if you don't do this, you know, I'll just divorce you. Well, I'm not doing it. And then you're divorced. Did the person who used that really win? The kid who says, well, you know, I'm not going to school. I don't care. You can't make me. And then the parent says, well, what can I do? You know, I mean, you've got it. I'm going to throw you out then. Well, then throw me out. And then a kid is thrown out to feel like they're not loved, they're abandoned, they're not going to school. Who won? Does it help for that kid to have won? Ha, they're not going to really throw me out. No, because rebellion now is becoming a way of life. Now you want to hang on to power. And you hurt yourself, and you also hurt the people that you use power with. The wife who's, you know, if you don't buy me what I want, then you can forget, you know, coming into our bed. And then the guy's like, well, I'm not going to buy that. I don't feel right about buying it. Well, then you're cut off, buddy. And even if he breaks down and buys it, did anybody win? This is how most society operates. And it can be very frustrating. I know recently for me, my kids ordered something and they gave the charge card number twice, so they billed us twice. And they sent us two of the same things. So I tried to explain, you know, why would I want two? And the person, because they had power not to give me my money back, gave me a really hard time. And God took out grace, and I got really frustrated and, you know, well, we'll see you in small claims court and all this stupid stuff, which I don't have time for. And I was feeling really bad, like, what is this? And that's when, this is a couple of weeks ago, God began to deal with me. I want you to deal with power. And then I said, well, then let me, you know, speak to your manager. And of course, on the phone, I'm not letting you speak to my manager, you know. And the truth, I said, you know what? And I told him, I said, I have always shopped with you all for my kids' sporting stuff. But you didn't really win anything. Now, I'll never shop with you again or recommend you. So who really won? Because if you do this to enough people, you won't have a job. So nobody won, even though they still have my money as of right now. To which, you know, I just have to go to God and say, Lord, I need you in charge, not me in charge. You need that in every relationship. We were talking to someone who their husband wants something very different than the wife. And they feel like, you know, well, I'm in God's will with what I want. And I believe that the wife is in God's will with what she wants. But if it begins to be a power struggle, then God has to step out of it. You know, that's exactly what happened when the angel of the Lord came to Joshua. And Joshua said, so whose side are you on? And the angel's like, God doesn't take sides. When it becomes sides, it's now about the will of man using God. God doesn't take sides. So what we want to find out in every relationship, what is God's will? And we want to destroy this monster in us of the flesh that wants power. You want to hear how much God says that there's that issue about power and what we're to do with it? Because it just popped in my head. Guess what he says? If they want your shirt, give them your coat too. Ooh. Okay, let's all face it. We haven't quite died enough to the flesh. We haven't. Is it, you want my shirt? All right. You got $20 to buy it? God says, if they hit you, turn the other cheek. Oh, man, I didn't know I was going to preach and get convicted my own little self. God says, if they want you to go 1 mile with them, and that's as a punishment. That was as a punishment. They had to go 1 mile. Go two. And so even with that money situation that I didn't win, I need to repent for making it a power struggle. I need to repent and say, God, if you want me to have this money back, then you're going to have to work. You need to operate here. But I'm just going to send my book and send an apology to everyone and tell them that I shouldn't have gotten a power struggle with them. And they do owe me the money, but now it's between them and God. And maybe somebody will read the book and get saved. See, God's kingdom isn't about what happens right now. God's kingdom's about getting his will and what happens for eternity. And every person will have areas where they can pull rank. And God says, we're not to be like the world that lord it over one another. And we need to begin to see these areas where Satan tries to be in control of our lives by causing us to use power to hurt someone else. You know, anyone who has what they call a strong-willed child and tries to put in a power struggle, you will lose. You might win that battle, but you'll lose that child's respect. You'll lose that child's desire to obey you. What you need is wisdom. I remember with my son Michael, because my other two children were really easy to not have to lord it over. You really just told them what was right, and they just had that temperament, and they just had that way about them that God made them like that. But Michael's much more a prophetic person. He really is. And sometimes it's almost like a power struggle over, you know, what color is the sky? And that's actually put in his nature for the call in his life. I don't want to pull rank and constantly be in a battle through his teen years. So way back, you told Lauren, you know, before she went to be with the Lord, and you tell Mitchell, you know, we just watch Christian programming and we just listen to Christian music and that's it. And we never even had a problem. But then Michael started having friends listen to other stuff. And I remember, I'm the mom and we are not having that in the house. Power. And with this child, it was like, okay. But in his heart, he was starting to close off to, it's because we're Christians that I can't have anything. So I was praying about it. And the Lord said, you need to go get him a CD that's not Christian. But just get one that's not obscene. He said, because you cannot get into a power play and lose him. The guy didn't tell me with the other kids. See, this is wisdom. Now, I'm not losing by giving in. I'm being obedient to God. If God had said, I don't care what he wants, you stand against this, I would. But I remember I went and got him a tape. If I told him what it was, now he'd be embarrassed because it's nobody, 13, whatever, wanted this tape even when he was only 9. You know, it's one of those real, what do they call them, teeny bopper kind of music. But I listened to it first and there was nothing, it was just teeny bopper. It was, you know, I wouldn't want to give it to anybody, but it wasn't anything, you know, about devils cutting off heads or anything, you know, or sex or anything like that. It wasn't blatant. It was something I preferred. I didn't see any great value in it, but God was like, when you give this to him as a surprise, it's going to break that power of that struggle. And it did. After that, he didn't even ask for anything else of the world. He was happy listening to his Christian music again. It was never about the music. It was about the power struggle. You've got to use wisdom. I've seen kids who would submit to power. I can tell you a situation of a young man I know. He submitted to power, very controlled power on his father. But underneath, he was making a vow. When I turn 18, no one's going to tell me what to do. The minute that child was 18, he got into drugs, he got into car accidents, he got arrested. He went from being an AB honor student that everybody thought was the easiest going, nice kid to a kid totally in trouble all the time. I knew right away he made a personal vow when he was young. All right, you may call the shots now because it's the only way I get to live in this house. See, who cares if they get to live in the house till they're 18 and they listen to you, but they go to hell. And you make sure that the precious little dumplings don't call the shots. You need to be led by the Spirit. Because when God says this isn't good for you, he wants you to stop. But God doesn't say everything isn't good for you. The hardest thing about life and even being a Christian, there's no rule book. So what I might be led by the Lord to allow, as long as it's not straight out demonic, okay? For one child, I might not have to even think about it for another. I can't compare my children. Your kids might be older when you start turning things around in your home. And if you walk in and throw everything out tomorrow, they may totally turn against God and harden their heart to where you can't get in. But you need to begin to pray. You need wisdom in every relationship. If you have a husband or a wife who's not going after God, you need to start getting wisdom. You can't set up a power play. I don't know. I don't have much time, but I can think of lots of examples in the Word of God where there were power plays set up that ended terribly with death. And I don't want that kind of power. I want to repent for using that kind of power. I think we need to repent for ever using that kind of power. Because until we repent, repent means to change our mind. Some kids get in drugs just to say, in your face, Mom, in your face, Dad. You thought you could control me. Well, look what I'm going to do now. And then they're hooked. Many of us have judged people who had power over us instead of unconditional love for us. There is a big difference between me doing something out of unconditional love for the good of someone over me just doing what I want to do because I can. And so God's trying to break us. He wants us to be a submissive people. You know, we were talking in the group back there. Think about Jesus. Think about the all-time power struggle. They arrest him. They spit on him. They beat him. They humiliate him. They strip him. They do everything horrible to him. They had so much power and authority. Ha, 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 ha. And here's God who is able to just look a certain way and they would all drop dead. They could all go through the most horrendous death possible. They could go to hell forever. I mean, whatever. He had that power. He could outrank them. And he chose to submit himself to the Father's will and suffer. Whew. Come on, most of us wouldn't do it. So that the price would be paid for them to get free, or they could be saved. In other words, God wants to give you his kind of power, but not as long as you're going to use it for you. God wants to give you his kind of influence and money as long as you're not going to use it for you and to lord over others. God wants to give you the jobs. God wants to give you, he wants to give you every place. I think God would love to have every position of authority filled with a believer if it would be for God's glory instead of our own wants and desires. But God also wants us to learn to humble ourselves however he shows you to do it. That does not mean to submit to the demonic on someone else because you have no choice or it's going to please God to submit to that. No, if you can submit as unto the Lord and trust the Lord to work it out, then you're really submitting to God.